in anticipation for Eric. I thought the buildup was the buildup was for you.
Yes, absolutely correct.
Yeah. All right. All right, we're going to take a segment, talk about cool stuff. I was joking during our break. Yeah, it's summertime around here. It's so dull and boring. Students go home. No. We want to welcome Eric Engelbarts from the Happy Valley Sports and Entertainment Alliance. Hello, Eric.
Hi. Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
That's a big, long title. Holy smokes.
Well, I didn't name the organization, but it definitely hits on what we're into, and that's sports and entertainment.
HVSEA. HBC or something. I don't know. Let's start there, Eric. First off, tell us something about yourself, and then what is this group with a big, long title?
Yeah, sure. Happy Valley Sports and Entertainment Alliance. So I have been in this market for about 2 years now. The Happy Valley Adventure Bureau had put out a national search looking for an executive director to come in and help get this up and running. My background comes from working in sports commissions for over 15 years, including helping get the West Michigan Sports Commission up and running. Before coming into this market. But our separate 501c3 nonprofit mission is really to go out and represent Happy Valley in the national marketplace, go to those national governing bodies, the events rights holders, put together bids, convince them to host their events in Happy Valley. And as you host those events, people travel in, they stay in hotels, eat in restaurants, shop in businesses, and affect our local economy through sports and entertainment tourism.
That's a lot of stuff. Okay.
I've said that a couple of times.
West Michigan, you said earlier?
That was right. Yeah, I spent 15 years in Grand Rapids.
Grand Rapids. Yeah. Okay. I had a daughter who got a master's degree at Michigan State. Okay. Go green, go white. Although I never made it past Lansing. I never got to Grand Rapids. So, okay. Now, it's interesting. Sports and Entertainment Alliance. Okay, sports I get. Entertainment is what? Exactly. Is that some separate arm? What is that?
Yeah, no, that's a great question, and that was the question I went around and asked all the board members too as I was being interviewed and getting into this position. And really, what the nice thing is, it doesn't really pigeonhole you into just sports. And so we're looking, and one of the things that we were able to do as we first were getting up and running was, as you're going out, just like with sports, but on the entertainment end, could be anything from concerts to film to plays to promoting local music, you know, into those type of things. But, you know, some of the things I think really when the board was being formed and they added entertainment into our title, they were looking at filling up Beaver Stadium. They were looking at like that Luke Combs type concert where 80,000 people are coming in and, you know, they're descending in our market and spending their money here. So, you know, really that's what we're looking at. We'll talk about some events coming up in the next couple of months that will hit on both sports and entertainment at once. Which is kind of exciting. But, it's this kind of allows us to have a little bit of flexibility outside of the sports realm to be able to bring those individuals into town.
All right, now you mentioned that Luke Combs concert. That was huge. I mean, really popular, meaning this is going to become a regular thing now. Yes or no?
Well, yes, that's what our understanding is with the Beaver Stadium renovation. They want to be able to use this thing more than 7 or 8 times a year to be able to host those special events and bring them in. And so, you know, with that, with the new leadership in the president's office, but then also in the athletic administration, you know, they really are looking at this, and it's a perfect time for us to get up and running. That they're looking at their venues of how can we use these year round, how can we do other things than just host, you know, the varsity teams, of course, but Beaver Stadium is a perfect example that, you know, is sitting there. It can host a big event, lots of special events, and there's a lot of great things to wrap around that. So we have some things in the hopper, conversations that are happening that if they come to fruition, it's going to be pretty cool for Happy Valley.
Now, does your group set that up? Does Penn State set that up? I mean, who sets this up?
Yeah, and that's really like where we kind of come into a situation, and it all kind of depends on where it comes from and how we fit in. So sometimes, you know, Penn State will come in, they'll approach us with an idea, and this is how you fit in, you know, whether it's through providing bid fees, you know, cash incentives, helping recruit volunteers, you know, just promotion of the event, versus us going to these national trade shows, actually finding a piece of business, bringing it to Penn State and saying, hey, is this something that excites you? Is this something that you want to host?
Cool.
I'm guessing that for a lot of these events or potential events, that is one of the challenges, is just getting the logistics. All right, we need Penn State's sign off. We've got to figure out if this fits in with their schedule. We've got to figure out if we can get the proper, you know, if you're closing roads for anything. I mean, there's a lot that goes in. It's not, hey, this is a cool event. Let's bring it here. This is the date we pick. I mean, there's got to be, I don't even know. Give me an idea. How many different conversations are you having to put together, you know, an event? And Ironman is just is something that has just fascinated me from the get-go. Why anybody wants to even try that, number one. But all of the logistics that go into that and the cooperative effort it takes to get an event like that to come to this area.
Yeah, absolutely. So that was really like the first charge. One of the initiatives as I was getting up and running was to go and form those relationships with those at Penn State that make these decisions. It's, you know, if you wanted to rent the pool, who do you go to? If you wanted to try to get into the IM building, you know, where do you go? And Penn State is a massive organization. And so there are various different departments that need to sign off, including general counsels, you know, as it comes into it. So, yeah, a lot of this stuff, a lot of the things that we're working on, you won't see come to fruition for another year, two, maybe even 3 years down the road as we're working. But, yeah, Ironman's a perfect example. It's one, and that was actually secured right before I got here. I started 3 months before that first event happened. But from what I understand, you know, they were still doing Zoom meetings when these conversations were taking place. And it was basically like, you know, talking heads all over the screen because there's so many people that need to be involved in a decision like a hosting of an Ironman triathlon. And in particular with Ironman, I think we're up to, it's close to 40 different organizations that touch that event. It goes through multiple counties, you know, multiple jurisdictions, there's permitting everywhere, and then you get on the campus as well, and you're closing down roads for the run and everything else. So it's a year-round planning cycle to be able to put on an Ironman. But yeah, we're looking at our third year coming up. This year will be June 15th, it's Father's Day. I know we're still in need for volunteers, and so, yeah, you may not have trained the last 8 months to be able to come out, but there's still lots of ways the community to get involved and love to be able to see them come out and support these athletes, cheer them on, then maybe pass out some water along the way as well.
Yeah, always a good idea and really neat to be involved with something that is, again, going to help bolster the community. What are some other things we have coming up here? We're heading into the kiddos are out of school at the end of next week, and we're excited for those summer months. What are some of the other things we have coming up in the area that maybe people aren't familiar with?
Well, yeah. So there's a couple of different things I wanted to highlight today, and one is. It's funny because we like to do everything all at the same time, it seems like. So the week that we're hosting the PIAA Spring Sports Championships, that'll be June 12th through the 14th, is also basically kind of flows right into that same weekend of Ironman.
Yeah.
And so we'll have the five state championships going on at Penn State. That's one, too, that we'd love to be able to promote and have the community come out. As you know, in years past, we've had Bald Eagle, we've had Bellefonte, and we just had huge crowds coming out, and it's always exciting for those athletes when there's a crowd out there. Leads into Ironman, and then you look into July, and there's two events that we own and operate. The first one is the Hoppy Valley Brewers Fest. Last year took place at Beaver Stadium on the field. This year, due to the renovation, we moved to Porter North, which is the parking lot between Medler Field and the meat processing plant.
Yep.
Or the Athletic Administration Building. Either one of those, whatever landmark you recognize. That'd be July 19th, and literally the next weekend, we just announced, just launched, it's called the State College Criterium, which is the Pennsylvania Cycling State Championships, where you'll see these bike riders almost like a NASCAR track. We're shutting down Beaver. We're going up Pew Street, Forrester to Garner, and these guys will ride in a closed course loop for a designated amount of time, and then there's a certain amount of laps at the end. First person to cross the finish line wins. Some high elite racing, very tactical, very fast-paced, and when we talk about sports and entertainment, that's one that you're going to want to come downtown.
Yeah.
You're going to come check that out. You know, we hope for everyone's safety and we'll be prepared, but there's a lot of intense racing that happens as they're flying around these corners, and it should be really exciting for the community.
Yeah, that's just going to be super, super cool to see that up close and personal. We talk about all these different events. I'm not asking to get into specifics, but have there been an event or two where it's like, yeah, this is getting shot down, where you're like, man, I really wish we could do that, or vice versa? Has there been something that somebody has proposed and you're like, oh my gosh, never thought of that. This is going to be fantastic. And again, I'm not asking you to go into details on any discussions, but
yeah, and that's really how the industry works. If you're in sports, tourism, or entertainment long enough, you'll know your turn will come at some point. Like, you just need to be there. You need to be in the conversation, in the consideration, and eventually you'll be able to get what you're looking at. So yeah, there's always pieces of business that's out there that we're floating by a pen State, or we're flowing by the borough, or Harris Township, or wherever it may be, that it's just not going to work at this time.
Yeah.
There's also a little bit of who are these guys and what are they trying to do? And we're getting that from certain organizations that are just like, this is a little bit different, and not everyone's prepared for it yet. But this is a long-term play. We're not going anywhere, and we want to build up the sports and entertainment offering here to where we're hitting on all cylinders, whether it's during the school year or if it's in the summer. There's people that are coming into State College that are enjoying our amenities.
And talk about, obviously, Penn State is the centerpiece, and with the facilities that Penn State has and all of that, you understand that. But there is such a neat component to Center County with some of the outlying areas for other opportunities as well. And I think that's one of the neat things is, hey, the tourism, again, Penn State is going to be the draw. I think everybody understands that. But man, there is a lot to be said for, hey, a little mountain getaway, going to the lake, going to... So there are some other opportunities here, and we're seeing it. The Ironman is an example of... But we can probably capitalize on some of the resources surrounding Penn State as well.
I think you might have my office bugged at some point, because there's going to be some stuff that we're going to be releasing here in a couple of months that we hope for, that will hit on just exactly what you're talking about. A little premature to be talking about it yet. But, yeah, like as I had mentioned, 2 years in this role, the first year really was developing relationships in the community. It was, feeling out the Penn State crew, trying to figure out who you're talking to and what might be possible there. And then really it is turning your sights to those natural resources that we have and how can we harness those. And the trails system that we have out here is like second to none. We have people living in this community that choose to live here because of the outdoor assets. And that's something that, we come in and we want to host these events. But as you host these events, it's basically marketing 365 days a year of these beautiful amenities that we have that people can come in and enjoy, and they're just not aware of it, a lot of those. But the people that live here know what's going on. But, yeah, we've brought some clients in that done some site visits that absolutely love what we have going on, and we're trying to work with the state, try to work with the local municipalities, and kind of put that stuff into play. So hopefully you'll see some other major announcements coming through, a little bit premature at this point, but, yeah, it's exciting.
You want to touch again on needs for the upcoming events? You mentioned Ironman. You can use volunteers. How do people get involved, or how do they sign up? I'm asking for a friend for like the Brew Expo. I might have a friend that might want to attend that again this year.
Yes, absolutely. So Ironman, June 15th. It is Father's Day, and that's something that's playing against us. So if you don't have plans, or you can spend some time from 4:30 to 6:30 in the morning, helping swimsuits or helping those individuals getting out of the swim event. We'd love to be able to see you come out on June 15th for Ironman. Just like you were mentioning, Hoppy Valley, tickets are on sale. A lot of planning goes into that. That's on the campus of Penn State. We have over 75 breweries committed at this point, getting ready to release some great entertainment that'll be there. It's going to be an awesome event as well. And then, of course, the State College Crit will be downtown. New event, super exciting. Want the community to come out and support that, hoping for a multiple year contract on that one as well. But all of these events, everything that's going on, if you head to our website, just Google Happy Valley Sports and Entertainment Alliance, or HVSEA, or you just Google one of these events, our website will pop up, and then from there you just click on events and you'll find how to volunteer, you'll find where to buy tickets, it'll give you all the latest and greatest. you know, once again, if you head to the website, you can sign up for the newsletter, and we'll actually just send this stuff to you.
Fantastic.
Does that help your brewing friend?
Yes, I will pass that along to my friend, and I think he'll sign up probably later
sure
today.
Sure, he will. Eric, we appreciate you coming in, and we'll have you on again sometime and keep track of all this cool stuff. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate the time.